Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Designing a Hustle That Fits Your Definition of Success. Now let's dive in. You're building someone else's dream while calling it your own hustle. I see it everywhere. Entrepreneurs optimizing for metrics that make them absolutely miserable, chasing numbers that look impressive on paper but feel hollow in practice. Today, we're flipping the script on what success actually means for you. Here's the thing about the revenue vanity trap. We've been conditioned to believe that bigger numbers automatically equal a better life, but research tells a different story. 73% of successful entrepreneurs report feeling unfulfilled despite hitting their financial goals. Think about that for a moment. 3 out of 4 people who achieved what society calls success still feel empty. Why? Because they optimized for Instagram highlights instead of their actual life priorities. This brings me to what I call the time freedom paradox. Some hustles buy you freedom, while others steal it completely. Before you chase any opportunity, map out your ideal week first. What does Tuesday look like in your perfect world? When do you start working? When do you stop? Then design revenue streams that fit inside that vision, not the other way around. Ask yourself this simple question: does this opportunity give me more control or more obligations? Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant entrepreneur who learned this lesson the hard way. She built a successful social media agency that generated 6 figures, $100,000 annually. Sounds impressive, right? But Sarah was working 70-hour weeks, missing her kids' bedtimes, and feeling completely burned out. She realized she was optimizing for everyone else's definition of success while sacrificing everything that mattered to her. So Sarah made a bold decision. She pivoted to a consulting model that generated $60,000 with 3-day work weeks. Her revenue dropped 40%, but her life satisfaction doubled. Now she defines success as enough money to live well, plus enough time to actually live. That's designing a hustle that fits your definition of success, not society's expectations. Here's your homework. Conduct an energy audit for 2 weeks. Track what activities give you energy versus what drains you completely. Sustainable success requires alignment between your work and your natural strengths. Most failed side hustles don't die from market problems. They die from energy depletion. Write down your perfect Tuesday in detail. List your non-negotiable life priorities, whether that's family time, health, hobbies, or whatever matters most to you. Now evaluate your current hustle honestly. Does it support this vision or fight against it? If there's misalignment, start designing your pivot today. Even small adjustments compound over time. Remember, success isn't about building the biggest business. It's about building the right business for the life you actually want to live. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.